Are you ready for cocktails and conversation? This is Herspiration Happy Hour.
Woo! Happy Wednesday!
Welcome to halfway through
of Herspiration Happy Hour. I know, I'm like, man, this has been a day. This is your unapologetic diva, Dr. G.
This is Cortina, the girlfriend therapist.
This is Louisa Harrell, the blue finis. And who is this new person in the corner?
And we got a new co-host joining us. Go ahead, girl. Introduce yourself.
Miss T. Weezy Tessina.
All right. So, Louisa, kick off. What are we drinking today since we are celebrating, one, season five, and two, Happy New Year.
Well, it's been cold, so I know we need something warm. And from the day that you've had and the week I've had, I'm pretty sure we all need a little spiking. We got some spiked hot chocolate. So you go take, they have a homemade version. So you get the cocoa powder and 2% milk, some sugar, vanilla extract, cinnamon, semi-sweet or dark chocolate chips, and some Bailey Irish cream.
Baileys.
Yeah, so you know, you can warm the milk and all that good stuff, mix it up. Melt it down and put it in there. So I have a couple of toppings that you can put in here. You can do whipped cream, of course, shaved chocolate, cocoa powder, marshmallows, peppermint candy crushed, or chocolate sauce. And then for the mocktail, it will be a cocoa, hot chocolate, with any one of these beautiful toppings. And so, you know, the Irish cream usually have like a little minty flavor, so you can put the crushed peppermint in your cocoa.
Okay, I like all of that. I love all of that. Oh, wow. I know. So, you know what? Welcome everyone to season five. And so if you are just kind of tuning in, we have a new co-host for season five joining us all the way from New Orleans. So you are
New Orleans in the house. Hi,
you know, it's so, and you know, on every Wednesday, what we normally do is we go around and we each give our WCWs. So are you all ready for your WCWs before we get into some cocktails and conversation with our new co-host and find out a little bit about a little bit about her background and what she do, you know, and then, yeah. Okay. So then, and then we'll go around and kind of let our new co-host, well, she knows me, and then you all can let everybody know what she do. And then we're going to kick off this new year party. I really do am going to probably disappear in a second to really get me a drink.
Cause I am literally about to grab.
When you talk about keeping it real, I literally rolled up and now I have water. I literally rolled up, 30 seconds, but a minute before this podcast started.
And it'd be just my love, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I need something majorly spiked. But in the interim, go ahead, Cortina, give you who your WCW is for this week.
Well, my WCW is 9 ladies. They're all my bridesmaids. They made my life so much easier because they all just went on the website, picked the dress they wanted, and it's done in one day. And so they made my life super, super easy. So I want to give all of them.
That's what I'm talking about.
They are actually crushing it today because that's just one check off my list. So yay!
Congratulations.
Okay. That's dope. That is so dope.
I know. You know what? Was a dress selected?
Yes, you picked Polaris.
Say what?
You picked the Polaris dress.
I picked two. I didn't know. Just said which two.
Well, it's divided. So three of you will be in one and three will be in the other.
Oh, well, then that worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go in and look and see. I just saw, you know, I have a ton of messages on here. Yeah. And so I haven't looked. I was driving like a bat out of hell just to get here on time. So, you know. And we're going to talk about just this wedding experience too, because I swear to God, you know, I just having been a maid of honor in a wedding and now I'm a bridesmaid in a wedding. I'm telling you, y'all are like, woo, it's a lot going on.
Yeah,
so, okay. You're shouting out all 9 of your bridesmaids, but okay. And what about you, Louisa?
I am shouting out a young lady named Candace Thomas. The reason why I'm shouting her out is because she just released her first children's book yesterday called My Mom and I. So I haven't had a chance to read or review it yet, but it can be purchased on Amazon.com if you just look Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E, D. Thomas on Amazon. And the book is called My Mom and I.
Okay, that's dope. Hey, okay. You know, I love children's books. You know.
She writes them.
Huh?
I'm talking about, you say you love them. I say, yeah, you write them.
I know. Too many of them. And so what about you, Tessina? Do you have someone you want to shout out today?
Would it be wrong if I shout myself out?
No, girl. Shout yourself out.
You. I think yes. In Snoop Dogg's books. When he said that, anyway, yeah, I'm just so proud of myself for pushing past those fears of writing that book, the chapter. So that's one thing, and just hanging in there. I've had a tough year, so I'm just proud of myself for how far I've come. But next week I have another Woman Crush Wednesday.
Okay, so all wonderful. Right. You know, and I probably have shouted out this. My WCW before, but I'm just going to have to re-shout her out again if I've done it in the past. It might have been years ago if I had. So you know what? Today I'm actually going to WCW shout out my cousin Ashley McGirt, because not only did she host and have the most beautiful wedding, I tell you what, she makes me want to write a book about bridesmaids and maid of honor, because the work that's there,
Ashley.
I'm telling you, and the love that you give when it's somebody's day to make sure that they goes perfectly. It's just something to be treasured, but it was an absolute beautiful wedding, but also how she went out above and beyond for her entire bridal party is, you know, just something that was extremely special. And she's already a very special person as well. So, you know, I'm going to shout her out by just saying, you know, she launched her nonprofit, the Washington Therapy Fund, that is something to help provide free therapy in the community in the Seattle area. She recently got married and relocated to San Diego. So I'm sure a California therapy fund will be started, but go and show some love and donate, you know, because therapy is important. And, you know, and she's really specialized in racial trauma. So, you know, we think that what we see does not affect us when in fact it does. So, you know, shout out and sending love to my cousin, Ashley. McGirt Adair now.
I was gonna say she rebranded.
Oh my God, you noticed she did. Oh, yes. And shout out to her rebranding. Yes. That's right. She did it full force. And that's what makes me really super, nice. Super yes. proud of her. Yes. I mean, we've literally traveled the world together, and she is someone that's near and dear to my heart. So show her some love, y'all. All right, so let's kick this show off, because we definitely want to get to know our new co-host. And you know, so first, Tessina, tell everybody a little bit about you, where you're from, what your background is like, and all of that stuff. And then we're going to probe some questions from you, because you are not only going to be the co-host today, but you are going to be who we kind of interview so that our audience can get to know you.
Yes, and I then love.
And then, but before you introduce yourself really, really quick, Cortina, briefly in like 30 seconds, give a spill on your background so she can get to know you. And then Louisa, you do the same.
Okay. I am a licensed mental health counselor in private practice here in Orlando, Florida. My practice is in Winter Park. I'm a mom of a 15-year-old. I absolutely love what I do. I'm also an author. And I am in my dissertation year for getting my PhD in clinical sexology. So I'm currently a sex therapist right now, but working on my PhD. So, yeah, that's just what I do.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
And Louisa.
I have changed my hat because the other one kept falling off. I think I like this one better because I can kind of turn it a little bit. I'm a little extra sometimes. Okay, anyway. So I was in radio. Now I do podcasting with Her Special Happy Hour. And also, excuse me. I'm a mom. That's the noise. I do podcasting on 3 podcasts, Her Special Happy Hour, Both Sides of the Coin, and the No Filter Show. I also am a director and a producer of films. We have a short film out now called Happy Anniversary. And I had to think like, whoa, and I'm also an actress. And also a certified transformational life coach.
Wow. I may need both of your old services.
Girl, I be needing my own service, so don't feel
bad. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I'm going to get with y'all offline.
All right. So, Tassina, you know who I am. You know, I'm a woman that wear mini hats. Oh, my mom said, welcome, new co-host. My mom tunes in every time we podcast.
Hi, Mom.
Mom, everybody said hi. So just a little bit about me. You already know pretty much enough about me. I don't really know. I mean, I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I'm a business writer. I do a lot. Wear a lot of hats. But that's me in a nutshell. So let everybody know who you are. Introduce yourself to the audience.
I'm Tassina. That's my born name, Tassina. I have about 10 years experience in grants management. I love managing grants. I don't write them. However, I take care of them post grant award. I've worked with city, state, local government as a contractor, mostly with FEMA and disaster recovery. I've been working in that field since 2011, and it's dear to my heart, of course, because my parents also went through a disaster, Katrina, duh, right? And I was given an opportunity that I didn't know that I would like, you know, and I was like, you know what? Let me try this field. I was given a stack of folders, and I had no idea what I was doing, and I just stayed late one day and learned it. And I got to meet a lot of people, and I was like, wow, I get to help these people and make a difference. So it's very rewarding working in this field. I don't have any kids. I don't have as many things going on as you guys do. I'm still in corporate, but I'm actually making my way to finally jump into entrepreneurship and do my own thing, because I'm realizing now that I don't like to work for anyone. It's time. So, you know, I don't like to be told what to do. So it's time for me to branch out and do my own thing. And I want to do.
I totally understand that.
Yeah, right. It's like, you know what? Mm-mm, it's not for me. And I can't tell others what to do if they're the boss, right? So it's time for me to step out. But hearing y'all's background is very encouraging. I really appreciate that.
So I like your accent. My daughter's father is from Houma, Louisiana. And so when you said corporate, I heard it. In the beginning, when you first started talking, I was like, I had to listen. I was like, okay, as she talks more, okay, I hear it a little bit more. Okay.
That's what everybody say.
Sound like my in-laws. Let me scratch that. Ex-in-laws. Okay.
Yeah, girl. You'll hear it come out in and out.
Well, I'm gonna be honest, a lot of my background, other than the podcasting / radio, is new for me. Within the past year, maybe, with the directing and producing and the life coaching certification. So that's new. So you'll get to where you need to be at. Don't worry what you hear, and don't feel intimidated, because we all have to start somewhere. And just because you don't hear think what you do is good or quote unquote fancy, I'm pretty sure you do a lot.
Yeah. So, let me explain something to you. Grant management, I would not.
Thank you. It's no way.
Never.
No way.
Never. But you know, but here's the good thing. So anybody who is tuning in, whether you're tuning in later or tuning in right now, do you know the value of having a grant manager on your team? Somebody who knows what they are doing, because people fail to realize, people think because you get grants that you don't have to answer to them, especially when they are federal grants. You do have to answer and show where, you know, what, how you're spending that grant money and how you are spending that grant money is important.
It. Yes.
So trust me, what you do has such major value to any business that's getting a grant, to any nonprofit that's getting a grant or grants. And so that's, I'm telling you, that's a job that I would not wish on anybody or want for anybody. So hats off to you.
That's kind of like a level of accounting. No, thank you.
I'm telling you, it's for a love of it. And no, grant management and accounting are two different things. You'll have an accountant that does the accounting stuff for it. But then there's someone who actually manages it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not, I get the number portion of it, but I mean like the tediousness, the way, you know, how you have to really be on your stuff, you know?
Yeah, and distribute the funds and then also be able to track it. Yes. And so there's several different systems out there that people use. And if you've been in both corporate and you dealt with, you know, federal, state, and local grants, managing those grants, I have to tell you that
I actually enjoy it.
That's what I'm saying. Hats off to you. You know, that's now that's like accounting. I don't like accounting yet. I spent 14 years as a budget, you know, in government budget and finance. And I don't like accounting. Never did. And but managing funds and accounting is two different things. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize. It's like apples and oranges, and the language is different. So whenever I used to have to talk to the accountants that I worked with, they was like, look here, I don't understand what you do. And I'm like, good, because I don't understand what you do either. Even though I have had some background in accounting when I was getting my master's, I still don't like it. I like numbers. I just don't like accounting. I don't like all of that debits and credits and BS stuff that you have to track. So it is what it is. Yeah. Do you have anybody have any questions for our new co-host?
Ask away.
No, I don't have any questions. I mean, we always at some point, depending on what the topic of the show is, will have something therapeutic come out.
That is so true. Oh my God, that is very, very true. And so let's talk about 2022. You know, how would y'all bring it in? You know, what was that like? Cortina, what'd you do? I mean, I know y'all saw you partying, because first of all, why the hell were you like super decked up dressed? I was like, what is she going to a fancy prom?
I love
you in your living room dressed up like that. I was like, first of all, the whole family was dressed to the nines. I was like, wow, what party did they go to? Dressed to the nines, like just prom wear.
To go right downstairs and take pictures and eat.
I know that's right.
Yeah. She said she was going to bring it in and style.
Oh yes, I had to go style. Out in the rain, honey. Yes. Walking into my new year. Yes, with style and grace. So that's, you know, that's the way that I spent it. Unfortunately, my grandfather's wife passed away the day before Christmas. And then on Christmas, my grandma was in, she's been in and out. My grandmother has been in and out of the hospital. And so, I was kind of like dealing with that and everything. But outside of that, everything has gone smooth sailing. Of course, everybody with their New Year's resolutions and intentions and all of that, business is booming. So I'm super, super busy. And that's just where I'm at.
Do you do New Year's resolutions?
I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, because I feel like they're made to be broken. But I encourage all of my patients to just think about their intentions for the new year. So it's not necessarily a goal, but what do I want to be more intentional about? Is it my health? Is it my mental wellness? Is it me spending more time with my family? Is it me cutting back drinking? Is it whatever your intentions are, because it takes less pressure off of you to achieve it. So if I don't have the pressure on me, but I know in my mind I'm just trying to be more intentional about doing X, you would be more likely to achieve whatever your intentions are, because you're just cognizant and mindful about what the intention is that you set.
So what's your intention for 2022?
To get more organized, to graduate, to jump the broom, and to, just stay healthy.
That's good.
Okay. What about you, Louisa? What did you do for the new year? How'd you bring it in?
Well, for the New Year's, the No Filter Show did a New Year's Eve show. So we broadcasted from 10 to 12, acting crazy. I actually went, I had a Halloween costume that I didn't get to wear because it came after Halloween. So I put that on, which was very unexpected. I was Jean Grey. For the fact, I'm Phoenix. So I'm like, you know, in the movie, when her power finally came out, it was a Phoenix. So I went and dressed up as the Phoenix. And then I came out and everybody was like, which was dope, because I like to shock people. And that's what we end up doing. And we end up, you know, doing that and falling asleep. And then I came on the next day to be mom. Cool. But I usually don't do resolutions either. I used to years ago. Then I stopped doing it because it's like, but kind of the same thing with Cortina. You know, you think about what you want to do better, what you want to change, what you want to stop doing. So that's kind of what I always do now. And I know doubting myself is one of the things that I want to stop doing. It's one of the things I really want to work on because I didn't realize that's what I was doing. And being more persistent with things. So
okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. And what about you, T. Weezy? What did you do for New Year's? How'd you ring it in? And what do you want to, I guess, achieve? Or what do you want to be intentional about in 2022?
So I spent my New Year's with my family. I bought it in at home by myself and watched. I tried to watch the fireworks from the terrace, but the buildings were in the way. So I ended up just going by my parents and spent some time with them, my nieces, my nephews, and my sisters, and popped some fireworks. I actually did set some new intentions to be more persistent with the goals that I already have and making sure that I'm marking these off my list because I have to get them done. Like, I have to get them done. I had been dragging my feet last year, but it's time to just jump in the water and get things done. I have no time to waste. So more, okay. Yeah, and consistency. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, for me, I brought it in. I had a house party. It was a very small and, you know, very personal house party, even though we had a DJ. We still had a little house party with had some groups of friends over. I pretty much cooked whatever didn't get cooked for Christmas or whatever was left over. Everything was downstairs. And then, you know, one of my friends came over and it was her birthday's next weekend. And so the coming weekend, and she wanted me to make cabbage, something I do very well. So I did make her cabbage as a part of that, which already had greens and string beans already there. But I cooked a little bit. We just really had a good time. My I call her my niece. She came in. She was here visiting from Germany. So while visiting her mom, she came by. Shout out, Shelby. She came and hung out with us for New Year's. And it was great having her there for about a week. And so for me, for this year, I have a lot of intentions, but that's not it. Because I feel like I did the most in 2021. I was like, what the hell? When I looked back and I was like, ooh, I did a lot. So I have decided this year to do less. And that's going to be my intentional, feeling like I always have to go and go and go. And I was in a gratitude room yesterday and I was sharing that, you know, that's my intention for 2022 is to do a little bit less because, you know, I showed out in 2021 like nobody business. I don't know who the hell or what the hell made me like really push out as many books, but that's not the goal for this year. So my goal is to do less. And somebody was on a call yesterday, Billy Bear, and he said to me, he said, I'm glad you said that. He said he was just having a conversation with someone, a friend of his, that said when he minimized and did less, he actually made more. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the intent, but that's what happened. And I was like, wow, I think I needed to hear that because a lot of times we equate doing a lot with getting paid, even though that was not why I did what I did last year and produced all of the books and had all of these things going next year. I think it was me just trying to figure out this whole 100% entrepreneur, you know, it's just something different. And so you want to be productive, but I felt like I had so much that was balled up in me from working for so long that when I finally got that break, everything that I was creative about that I was supposed to probably in the past have produced, I produced. So this year, I just feel like I want to work hard, work smart, but work less or contribute less to whatever it is I feel like I need to do or just sit my ass down. That's literally what I want to do. So I'm more intentional about how I'm spending my time, where I'm spending my time, and what I'm spending my time on. So I absolutely love writing. And so you can expect books in 2022 from me, four children's books for sure. But I may or may not produce an adult book this year. I don't know. I started one that I've been saying that I'm going to finish. So I'll see. Maybe I'll finish it. Maybe I'll be okay not finishing it as well. So that's my intent for 2022.
And one of the things I know, like a lot of times we get caught up, like you were saying, in producing and putting out stuff and everything. And sometimes it's just our season to sit back and reflect and relax and to just be able to be okay with taking a breath, because whatever is in you, it's going to come when the time is ready. And so not putting the, you know, the extra added stress and pressure, because everything comes in its time. And so if that's what's on your heart and that's what you're feeling, you know what? I might not produce, you know, an adult book this year. Well, damn, I think you have quite enough that you produce.
You can kind of sit low.
You know, like all of that, like you have many more years left ahead of you that you will be able to put out. But yeah, I think, you know, this is something I'm working on personally also, like not putting so much stress and pressure on myself to do everything. Because when I do that, when I was in school, it used to work good. I used to work great under pressure and under stress. Like I got to get it done. But now as I've gotten older, it's almost like I want to make sure that I'm more intentional about the things that I'm putting my hands on and the things that I'm doing. And if I don't have room for it on the plate, so well, guess what? I can't put it on the plate. It just got to stay on the stove until I make room on the plate for it.
Yeah, because you always do. You do just as much, though. You do all. You can't even say, girl, you do just. I mean, you know, y'all think I'm bad. She just, but she real low key do a lot of shit. Like she low key need to sit her ass down. Yeah, you know, you all have no idea. All of you are watching. How hard Cortina works behind the scenes. And, you know, and I'm not discrediting anybody else here. I'm just saying when we talk about, because people, what I do, you see immediately, you know what I'm saying? But the stuff that she does, that she is working on and the things that she's contributing to, I mean, you know, going to school and what she's doing is going to come out and it's going to be so amazing. And then attempting to write a book and knowing damn well it was going to be delayed. And then she put it down, but she required me to do stuff, rush me to do stuff for the book. And I've still not seen it yet, but it's okay. But so she does much. Look, I'm just saying, but you do just as much. So you need to sit your ass down for 2022 also. Now you're throwing in a wedding. You're also planning a wedding. I know. And you got wedding on top of that now.
But so. I got the easiest bridesmaid, so it make it so much
thank
easier.
Thank God. Yeah.
I hear you.
I was in a wedding in August, and those bridesmaids.
A headache.
I was like, do you need me to go talk to them?
We're not doing this.
Oh, yeah, they were terrible.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I tell you what.
No, it's not even their day.
Exactly. I said, I tell you what, we're going to pick this color, and if they don't want to wear it, they ain't got to show. I mean, they stressed me out. Oh. And I wasn't even the bride. I was like, no, come here, boo. No, we're not doing that. Pick the color that you want and tell them either get that or not. We're not doing that. Mm-mm.
Ashley had the most streamlined correspondence ever. And you know what? I was, this is so tacky to say, but I will say this. Ashley was constantly putting information out. I mean, her and her now husband was putting stuff out to the group. They had multiple groups going on, and she never missed a beat. Every time I turned around, there's an update to the music list. There's an update to all kind of things. Mm-hmm. I basically ignored everything. I couldn't tell you what the hell was going on. I was busy. And I was the maid of honor. But you know what? I knew that once I worked really hard up to that point, and I was like, you know what? Once I'm at her wedding, this is it, you know, because I went a little bit early. Her time is hers, and that's who she has. She got her maid of honor. I'm gonna do my damn thing. And when I say I understood the assignment. But before then, all during that planning, so Cortina, I'm just gonna let you know this is how I operate.
Well, you answer.
It'd be if. I'm telling you.
See, this your downtime. So look, you'll have a little bit more time to respond, you know, and be involved and engaged and everything like
that. I just hate stuff. I mean, I'm like, when things are planned way out in advance, I'm just like, I don't need to know. I'll forget all of that shit. So I'd much rather wait till the right before, then you just like, and be right there. I'm ready then. But all that other stuff is like, oh, that's just too much. Just let me know what needs to be due. If money due at a certain time, let me know. That's me. Do I need to plan something out? And then so your wedding is you getting married. I was like, I am so sick of this. So Ashley just got married in December. Mm-hmm. Jay and I are going to another wedding in Jamaica for one of his friends. Then I got yours in October. I'm like, what the? Woo, chow.
It's the season.
Yep.
One
is gonna have the most weddings in the last 30 years.
Wow. When 2022.
Yeah, it's gonna have the most weddings.
I don't want no part of that no more. I'm so sick of it. All this dresses and all of that stuff. And listen, oh my gosh.
I've been in maybe 6 weddings in my entire life, maybe 10. Yeah. And all of the dresses that I've had, I've given it to this lady that used to clean for me. She had some teenage daughters. So I was like, here, take all of this. After she organized my closet, I go right back behind and take all the stuff that I don't want. And a lot of those dresses were it.
Yeah.
And I kept any of those dresses I was wearing into a Mardi Gras ball.
You can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have 3 bridesmaid dresses. I tried to get Morgan to try them on. She was like, I'm not wearing. No, mom, that's like so like 1990. I said, girl, this dress was not 19. She said, oh, that's early 2000s.
Oh, no.
What the heck?
She's early 2000s. What is she talking about?
She said she don't want nothing that was around when she was born or before she was born. She don't care how much of a classic it is.
I was like, well, I got some dresses over here. I'm going to go take them to, but I'm going to take them to like a women's shelter, not like Goodwill, but someplace where, you know, sometimes they need clothes to dress up in and everything. And so, that's where I'm going
to
take it.
I'm trying to think, do I have mine? I'm keeping the one for Ashley's wedding because she was very smart about having her bridesmaids have dresses that you can repurpose to wear to fancy things, red carpets and all of that stuff, which is the same thing you're doing, Cortina.
Yep.
You know, you can always repurpose those. I'm surprised mine is still good after jumping in a pool in it.
I saw
but
that.
But it dry cleaned it. I dry cleaned it. Yeah, that was the whole.
In the pool?
Yeah. I didn't go first.
Y'all had fun.
I went by default, but that's a whole nother thing. But it was fun. I tell you, the whole wedding time was fun, from the yacht party to the evening dinner before, and then the wedding day is just a long, long day. I don't give a shit how you wrap your head around it. Men are so lucky. Now, I have never really paid attention to the men, but the women have been. We started our day, oh my God, that morning around 9 a.m. Men were chilling literally the entire time because the wedding didn't start until around 4. I swear to God, the men didn't even get dressed till like 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy for them. Like, just throw a suit on. They don't have to do makeup. They don't have to do hair. They don't have to worry about their nails, their toes.
Nothing.
And getting waxed up. We have to do all little things.
Well, hopefully you get waxed beforehand because we was in St. Thomas. Before. And you're going to be, Cortina, yours is in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you get waxed up before them. But makeup takes a long time.
Long it takes time.
An hour. It's an hour.
And I do my own.
Yeah.
Takes a long
well,
time.
You won't be doing your own in Mexico.
Are you having your own makeup artist come out to Mexico? Or are you getting one there in
Mexico? Yeah, I have one that's there and I have one that's flying with me.
Okay. Nice.
Because one
I still might do mine.
As many people that I need. Like I have
really Pam.
I still might end up doing my own. I'm so finicky with makeup though. That's my problem. Oh, it's so hard because I don't do none of that. Either that, I'm the easiest person ever because I don't like contouring. I don't like none of that.
We interviewed the makeup artist that's coming with me.
Oh, for real? Oh, yes. The lady.
Yes. Yes. Debbie Ann. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Debbie.
Yeah.
So, I know. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So okay.
She was on that show.
Yeah, that still don't make no never mind to me. I still, no. You know, my patience, the way my patience is set up, I might have to go first. Because no. The way my patience is set up, I like being, I just like getting dressed and I'm ready. I got dressed so quick in St. Thomas at the wedding that I came upstairs and then the photographer was like, oh, we still got to get y'all in y'all robes. I was like, damn it. I had to go all the way back down, undress, and then come back up and take pictures. Hell yeah. But I was like, okay, it didn't make me none. But that's how I was the only one ready. I was like, look here, let's go. Because my focus was making sure the bride was good. I didn't care about anything else. I had to get myself ready to go and make sure I'm available. It worked out, though.
I'm super punctual. I don't care who ain't ready. We ain't starting after 4:15. Okay? At all.
Yeah, so they did the pre-look. They did like a first look.
Oh, I'm anyhow. Not doing that. Because I asked them, I said, do you want to see me before? Or you want to see me when I bust through the door? So...
You bust through the door, baby.
Are you going to do it before or just bust through?
Bust through.
All right.
With all of the music already set up and everything, I said, if you ain't crying, then I'm just going to have to wait until you start crying.
You know what?
I feel like you never know because, I mean, I think, you know, I have to say it would depend because when you want to do first look, you have to give where you're going to be at. I mean, St. Thomas was hot. Hell, we was at the beach and everything. Their wedding was outdoors. So do you, you know, the first look, you might have sweat your makeup off by then. Yeah. You just don't know. So doing a first look and doing it early helped out. Mm-hmm. And then plus all the crying and all that, because I was like, man, I'm gonna be boohooing. Yeah. You know what? I can't wait to see. Let me tell y'all what was super dope. When they was doing their vows, and people have to understand Ashley to do this, I told the bridesmaids, I said, when it's time for her to do her vows, we're going to drop to one knee. And that's what we did to represent all, you know, because she believes in racial trauma. She stands up and advocates for Black people. So I said, when she do her vows to her new husband, at the time husband to be, we're going to all take a knee. And we all took a knee in the sand. And so I was like, I can't wait to see the pictures and the videos and all of that other stuff from just with that viewpoint. Yeah. Because we all love and cherish everything that she does. So, I mean, absolutely. I think it's super special. But that's the thing. You just never know what, you know. So I like the fact that it was a first look, especially when you're having an actual beach wedding. And I tell you what, that beach wedding was some shit. Because, man, I spent more time trying to keep stuff out of her dress that was on the beach.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
We own the beach.
Beautiful, but.
But we're in a pavilion on the beach.
Oh, you're on a pavilion.
I don't do sand. We are in a glass enclosure. I don't do sand. I don't do sand.
She even bought us pretty little beaded stuff for our feet and all that stuff. I was like, it was so nice. So I can't wait to see this here because, you know, you're going to have us out there sweating.
No, we.
Mexico.
The glass is enclosed. It's air conditioned.
Oh, so you're getting in a building.
She don't do all of that. She don't no perspiration.
Why Mexico? Why
I like
Mexico?
To get hot. I like to go sweat and plan.
International trip with just us. Without friends, without kids, without anybody. And so, and I it's not until like we was getting ready to go. I said, this is her first trip. That we've never had my mom or Morgan or the kids or friends where it was just like groups of people, where it was just us. So like, it's kind of like our
favorite spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's that's symbolic. Sweet. That's
and then sweet. When he presented me with my ring, he did it in Mexico.
Oh, that's
so nice. That.
Oh, okay.
So it's just all, you know. Just,
sentimental.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, it ain't that sentimental. She kind of hid under the carpet and the radar that she was already engaged prior to even receiving that ring. So yeah, I'm gonna bust you out though.
Well, see what happened. It's all in the story. If you can.
I know it's all in the story. A story that she was like, "Did you read the story?
Read the story.
I read the story. But okay, Tessina, what about you? Do you think you know? Would you do a destination when you get married? Or
here's the thing.
Really?
I'm the one that probably elopes.
Oh, okay.
I've been in so many weddings, and I don't want to spend anything much on a wedding. That's just me, but I would do a destination if at that time I
do a big reception.
Yes, that's probably what I'll lean towards, is a huge reception for sure.
Yeah, not to sound funny, but when you do destination, you can definitely weed out the riffraff.
That's true. That's true. That is true.
D said, well, I thought destination wedding, you're supposed to have like 20 people. I guess it's 176 people. So,
what?
So I'm hoping 76 people say no.
Do you know? Do you know how many people they have passports?
I don't. No, I don't give a damn. But nobody. I mean, but nobody. Nobody has said no yet. It's the thing. So we keep getting RSVPs that are saying yes, and I haven't even sent out the invitations. This is just on our Minted site, and so the invitations are so pretty. Oh my god, they're so pretty. Anyway, so they go out on the 15th.
So wait, when's the wedding?
October 15th.
And October.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's gonna be nice.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see the pictures.
Yeah, it'll start big, and then you find out, you know, about 90 days beforehand, half of that will drop.
See, that's what that. I don't think you heard me. I said I need 76 of them to say no, to not come. So like D, he was like, oh, I'm gonna just invite my friends from, you know, Africa and Canada. He was like, they ain't gonna come, but I'm still gonna invite them. They RSVP. What the hell? I thought y'all weren't coming.
Wow.
Okay, I hope y'all listen to this. I ain't really count y'all in the
You know what? Really.
But I was like, I thought you said they weren't coming. He was like, well, I thought they weren't.
Lord have mercy. You know what? See? So you know what? I'm going to tell you where that backfired on me before. So my 40th birthday, I was like, I had a party, and then I went to Egypt. But I was like, yeah, I'm just going to have me a nice little 40th birthday bash and all this. And I was like, I'm going to invite, I think I invited like 80 people. Because you're supposed to double what you were.
Yeah.
I had like 89 to 90 people at my party. I was like, first of all, everybody that RSVP said they were coming. And then I even had some additional ones that I invite. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sure I have some space. Oh, some extras. Man. I'm telling you, I had about 80 or 90 people at my party. So, you know, be careful what you ask for.
Well, some people ain't going to want to travel because the pandemic. Some people that ain't got no, you know, vaccination or whatever. Mm-hmm. Some people don't got no passport. Some people don't want to spend the money. I said, so that'll just get all the people out. And then all the people be there.
Yeah,
that's what you think.
But you know what? Let me explain something to you. I just received either an email or a text message. I think starting is it this month, passport costs go up.
Oh, well, so that's
for real? Because they're like $170-something, I think.
Once?
Yeah, I don't know how much they cost because I just keep one. I mean, I renew mine. So. I renew mine as soon as before it even expires, I renew.
Yeah,
it.
I have mine.
And everybody got to make sure that their passport doesn't expire within 6 months of them returning back. Or you
correct
to go. So
oh wow, for real?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've got another 2 years, I think, on mine.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can renew anytime, but you know, you really do it before the 6 month mark. But you can really renew it in the first year. Anytime after a year or whatever, you can go ahead and renew it. But I'm just letting you know the passport cost has gone up. So if you don't have your passport by now, you're paying a little bit extra. And don't get it expedited because then you got what? That's almost $100 by itself.
That's true. Yeah.
So it is not no punk.
Yeah, that's true.
At all.
Yeah.
So I love my passport. I need some more stamps.
Me too.
It was funny. So I've been through a couple of them, and mine always stamped up. This is the first one that's not. Although the very first trip that I took with my newest passport was to Israel, and Israel won't give you a stamp. because there are certain countries that won't let you in if you have an Israel stamp in your passport, but they do give you a visa that you can sit inside. I did get one in Jordan. Okay. Yeah, I did get one in Jordan, though. I do have a Jordan stamp in mind. So now I need to travel a few more places now to get me some new stamps.
My current passport that I have right now, the first stamp was St. Martin when I went in 2019. But my other one, I was like, oh, I just want to keep it. All my stamps. Now it's like so naked and new. And that's going to be stamped up too.
All have been in one place.
You said your new one.
Because I had to renew it. So when I this is my second time renewing. So when I renewed it, my first stamp in it, in the one that I have currently that's not expired, is St. Martin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see, because of the a lot of the countries iffy about travelers, so they are tightening up COVID requirements. Oh yeah, I know it. That right, Kendrick. That's so true.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, when it comes to like weddings and everything like that, and I know you know this, Pam. You've been married a few times. And I've planned like 3 weddings prior.
Oh, I've never had a wedding.
Oh, well,
oh, really?
My first wedding was 300.
Not like not 300 guests.
So that's It was the guest list was 300, and then so when I got Morgan's dad, so I was previously engaged. You guys know this. I didn't go through with it. Cancer and everything like that. And then when I married Morgan's dad, we had 30 guests. So we went from 300 to 30. And it was like smaller and intimate. I was like, I've already had the experience with planning a huge wedding. I don't want to do it. I want something smaller. And then with this one, I just was like, I just want to do what I want to do. Not big, not small. Don't really have a number. Just want to do something fun.
Yeah. Okay. No, I said, if you know, whenever the time comes, I think I want a wedding, but you know, no one will ever know. It'd be exclusive.
Well, I thought about it because you know, I'm
you just go somewhere and eloping. If it's
that, no, I'm not eloping. I'm not eloping. I do plan to have, you know, a wedding.
Oh,
it would be an invitation to an event, and you know. I'm gonna weed out the river.
It's gonna be a surprise. A surprise with it. Oh yes,
John. I just feel like I'll just do a pop up.
You cracking
like,
me up with this riffraff.
I don't want what I'm telling you because some people just want to show up just to be nosy as fuck. So no, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to feed a bunch of nosy people. Yeah, mm-hmm. I said it. Mm-hmm. I said it. So if you're watching, yes, I said it. Mm-hmm. And you know, because I think people confuse. When you want an intimate, you know, an intimate wedding, and I don't feel like I owe an explanation for who I want to invite and not invite.
Right,
so if I have an invitation list, I'm going to send it out and it will be exclusive. And whether people show up or not, the RSVP, because it would be mandatory RSVP.
Absolutely.
If they choose, if they say, well, I already have something to do, and then they find out later on it was my wedding, and then they get mad. I'm like, first of all, you lucky, you know, if you were invited. The other thing is, you know, even when I invite people, invitations are courtesies.
Yeah.
I want people to understand that invitations are courtesies. So if I invite you somewhere, I don't need you coming back to me saying, I'm sorry, I can't make it because of that. It's a courtesy. I don't give a damn whether you show up or not. I'm still going to have my event. I'm still going to do what I want to do, but it is a courtesy. And that bothers me because you blow up. I have a ton of people blowing my phone up saying, oh, I ain't going to be able to make it. I'm not going to be. I don't give a shit. Show up. Don't show up. You got an invite. It's a courtesy. That means you mean something to me.
Right.
So so people just need to. Unless somebody come to me and say, I really hope you go, because trust me, my friends that really want me in places, they tell me before information even drops because the way my schedule looks. Cortina, you did the same thing. My friend Janae, when she was getting married, before she even sent the invitations out, she was like, I need you to block this day out on your calendar. I was like, I need to be there.
Before no I even excuses. Wanted to tell you, Morgan told you.
Well, that's true. She told me on accident. But so I'm very intentional. So if I'm going to say, if I say I'm going to go somewhere, I'm definitely going to go. If I don't want to go, I'm like, no, I'm not going to go.
Right.
Or if something changed, I would let somebody know once I've committed why I can't go. But that's a conversation that we both have. But if I send out an invitation, I don't need 1,000 people coming back saying, sorry, I ain't going to be able to go because I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be. Just don't RSVP. Isn't that the same thing as saying you're not going? I don't need an explanation for you. Just don't RSVP. Cool. RSVPs are important. And let me tell you something about that. People, if you get an invitation to somewhere and it say RSVP, don't you show your RSVP. Ass up and you have an RSVP. RSVP. Be, you know, be respectful to people's events. RSVPs mm-hmm. mean something. It means mm-hmm. something to me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a count. My, that's a head you, count.
It is. Clearly, I'm in my feelings.
Well,
I mean, you know, let me get off my soapbox because it gets under my skin. That absolutely. You know,
but that's the truth, though. I mean,
I think it's just respect. I yeah, think it's respect of the person's time and effort that they put into this, and then for you to just show up and well, guess what? You can't be mad at me if you ain't got no plate or nowhere to sit. You're gonna be standing up outside because ain't no chair in here for you.
No, real talk, real talk. You know, I've invited some people at the last minute. It's an invitation. Or, and I hate when people, oh, this is the other thing that killed me. I didn't get no invite. Duh.
So
I didn't want you to come.
Exactly.
Everything is not meant for everybody. And for I don't everybody. Give a shit how long we can be friends for. Kendra laughing really? At the standing outside. We can be friends for 20 years. And if I want to do something and I don't invite you, don't take it personal. It, yes. it just didn't want you to be a part of it. That it is what it is. What? I am so serious.
That's yeah, the same thing that I'm people say.
No, she's serious, y'all.
Yeah. With, even when you're doing like wedding parties, like going back to what we were talking about, when people are like, well, why you have her in it? You ain't known her but this long and you know me forever. Well, okay, the relationship is different. I don't care if I knew you for a day. If I feel differently about you because you hold a different role in my life, just because I've known you for eons, that doesn't automatically make you somebody
yes, that's true.
Next to me.
Yeah. Yes, all friends aren't for all events. That's right.
That part, that's why I was like, you know, that's shoot. I got
my sister's planning her wedding and she asked me my opinion.
I gotta show that
who one. To invite and things like that. If I were to have a wedding, it would be very strict. Whoever does not RSVP cannot get in. And there will be a list yep. of those that have RSVP at the reception. So mm-hmm. if your name is not on the list, bye.
Look, listen. My wedding? Mother, look, my mother has wedding or someone else? Her wedding.
Oh, but okay.
My mother, look, listen. Important. My mother has a do not enter list for her funeral. She ain't playing.
All right. Well,
she said you can get on and off the list at any time, but whoever on there when she go, that's how I gotta go.
I don't even want a funeral. I don't want none of that. I'm like just. No, I ain't really with that. I think that prolongs the pain. I'm celebrating. I celebrate my
yes,
life all
true.
The
time. That's true.
Somebody said a club wedding. I mean, I celebrate my life and, you know, I want my family. They can choose to do what they want. I absolutely don't want my wedding where a lot of people who I never gave a shit about or checked on me or whatever to decide to come and want to pay respects. No, pay respects while I'm alive. Yeah. Support me while I'm alive. Don't you wait till I'm dead and then now. Be like, oh,
exactly.
She was so, oh, let me go pay my respects. I don't want your respect. Mm-hmm. I'm like your mom. So I just don't really feel the need to have a whole funeral. I want to be cremated anyway. I want to return to the natural state that I was, dust. So I want to go back.
That's what I'm saying. I said whoever, you know, I wanna do that too. I don't want to be buried. I want to be cremated. But beforehand, when you're taking my picture, make sure I have a nice bush and a beautiful long dress. Long sleeves and all the way down to the feet. Make sure that bush is popping when I go. Then you can cremate me. Thank you.
And her bush is popping. Lord. So she said, Kendra said, weddings are like funerals. Some people are there to be nosy or show some fake love. That part. That's why that's what I'm saying. Weddings cost so much money. Who wants that? I don't know. That kind of energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not even, you know, mm-mm.
That's why I'd be very particular about.
I just like she's where she said all friends aren't for all events. That's part.
Yeah.
That part. I'm gonna have to put that on my wall somewhere. I'm gonna have to replay that part.
Yeah.
I know. So look. Well, we got Cortina getting married in 2022. Louisa, you next. T. Weezy, you next.
I don't know. If I am, I'll let y'all know for sure. Yeah.
I mean, well, we might, you know, get a secret invitation to somewhere before October, and then Pam might beat all us to the punch. I mean, she, you know.
Right.
Might be that time.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be such a surprise. People gonna be like, damn, I didn't even know they were engaged. I just don't feel the need to share, you know, and so I understand why you just like you kept it private and all of these things, Cortina, before announcing that you was engaged. I don't know. That's because I mean, I'm going to have NDAs in place and everything.
It confuses a whole bunch of people. Me too. So, you know, with a lot of like explaining, you know, because people's like, what? Huh? What? I was like, well, just go read the story.
So you didn't announce, like, I guess publicly or to your family or close friends that you were engaged. I'm sorry. Could you bring me up to speed or where could I read this?
Oh, I'll send you the link in the private chat.
Thanks. Because I can't wait to read it. I love these kind of stories.
Oh my gosh. Y'all are funny.
I told my friends, I'm going to be the one that pops up married on Facebook. They can be like, oh, I didn't know she had a man.
Me too.
That's me. Animal pop up pregnant and married.
What?
Oh, no, not the pregnant. I done did that enough. But the married part. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you can do that, boo. I'm going to be right there with you, kissing and hugging the baby. Enough. But not the pregnant for the
first up, she just said she going to pop up pregnant and married.
Yep. Both.
Uh-huh. It's going to be a combo.
You done showed out. Oh, I said I love private surprise relationships. Everything ain't everybody's business. Girl, that part. I'm going to have to put that one up on the screen for that playback. Because
that's true.
Come on, Kendra. Come on with it, girl.
Yes. Come through. Kendra, on it today. I'm like, hey, popping. That's on point. Lord have mercy. See how fast this whole hour done ran by? And then I don't know. And then, of course, Louisa just pop off, you know, on accident. She'll be back.
She'll
come on back in a few. But anyhow, you know, Cortina, tell everybody how they can connect with you. And do you have anything people need to, you know, it's 2022. I know you're doing some stuff. Is there anything you want anyone to know? Because I know you don't like to tell nothing.
Well, if you follow me on The Girlfriend Therapist on all social media platforms, you will know that next week I will be doing a 4-hour presentation for the Modern Sex Therapy Institute, talking about decolonizing practice and the importance of promoting pleasure activism. So that is something, you know, when it comes to Black culture and everything. And so that's what I'm going to be speaking on. I'm also speaking at the Florida Mental Health Counselors Association conference on February 12th. The first weekend, whatever that date is. I'm doing a 3-hour presentation on HIV and AIDS and the clinical implications as it relates to therapists. I'm also speaking for the Delta Gems, one of their regional conferences that they're having for the Little Sisters of the Deltas. So that's kind of what I got going on. And once I get past that, I feel like I'll be in the clear to be able to solely focus on what I need to get done for my dissertation.
Okay. All right, Louisa, what about you? How can everybody contact you? I know you got your handle there, but is there anything that you have coming up that you want to talk about?
You can reach me at the Blue Phoenix Hills on Facebook and Instagram. Right now, we are working on, another short film soon. And I'm not going to put the name out there yet, but it's another short film soon. Also, working on some political fronts a little bit with some special people coming up trying to run for DC office. So yeah, that's what I'm working on now.
Nice.
Okay. Nice. All right. Nice. What about you, Tessina?
I'm not working on anything particular. You can follow me right here. That's my handle on Twitter and on Instagram. You'll see a lot of me posting food because I'm a foodie. I also have a food page, you guys.
Y'all got some good food.
And I love to cook. My dad is a chef.
Oh, yes. Oh. I need it.
I get excited when we talk about food. I'm sorry.
I need some beignets. I need some boudin. Yes. I need some all of that. Like, yes.
Follow my food page, tweezy.foodiefaves. That's my food page. And you can follow me on I am T Weezy on Instagram and Twitter. So I am raw. So you may see me talk a lot of crap. That's what I do.
Okay.
On Twitter. That's all right now.
Uncut on Twitter. That's one of the social media outlets that I will never delete. Because the rest of them, like Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, I take breaks on those. And I'm actually about to take another one. It's just so much. But yeah.
That's what she say now. Next you know, she has all kind of content. And then she'd be everywhere.
No. I'm tired.
You know, I'm trying to get this. I'm trying to master this whole TikTok world. I can't stand video content. I'm too busy. But, you know, you can follow me on all platforms at IAMDRPGURLEY. That's right here. I am Dr. P. Gurley. You can follow the brand for Herspiration Happy Hour. You can find that on Instagram at DAW Entertainment. And you can also go to the website www.dawentertainment.com and catch up with a lot of stuff that's going on, because we do fall under the Dope Ass Women Entertainment brand that another company I own, unfortunately, just like a bunch of I'm living with businesses. Yay. I'm trying to scale down on some of this stuff because I'm so busy. But you know what? So here's the good thing about the Herspiration Happy Hour. Not only do we have a new co-host, I'm so excited to be sharing that, you know, we are now weekly. Every Wednesday, you can find us here, right here on our YouTube channel, Twitch, or on Facebook Live. So you could definitely find us there. And so next week, if you would like to, you know, we have next week, Carolyn. Carolyn Lowe will be our guest on Herspiration Happy Hour next week. What I'm excited about, and I want to just share this before we end this episode, is why we have now gone to a weekly recording. And Cortina can contest to this. We got so many requests in season 4 that we was not able to meet the demand. Mm-hmm. Like December hadn't even came, or January hadn't even came in. And the first what? Oh my gosh, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The next 6 weeks, we are booked consecutively. And so that's why we decided to meet the demand and just say, well, you know what? You will catch us here every Wednesday, because we love having conversations with you all, and cocktails or mocktails, because, you know, we advocate a sober life as well. So we're glad that we're able to, you know, change the way that we do things and visit with you all a little more and have some fun. So you can catch us here every Wednesday now from 7 to 8 p.m. If one of us can't show up, it's still going to be 3 of us, might be 2 of us. But you got one thing you're always going to have here is some real raw conversation, that and then also some extremely powerful conversation. This is why we have a therapist, thank God, here, that, you know, when things go left, because you never know, conversations about suicide come out, mental health. We are unfiltered, and we want everybody to be an inspiration to everybody. So thank you so much for everybody that came in. Kendra, girl, we got to have you back, because you are hilarious.
Yes.
We need to have you on the show.
I was just going to say that.
No, we're going to have to have you on. You got to be a guest on the show. If you want to be a guest on the show, go to www.dawentertainment.com and go to the podcast page. There's a link right in there that takes you to be a guest on the show. Let's have some fun. Come on out, have some cocktails and conversations with us, or mocktails and conversations if you're sober living. The other thing that you can do, and if you catch on that page on our new Herspiration on the Herspiration Happy Hour page under the Dope Ass Women Entertainment website, if you want to advertise and promote your business, there's a link for you to be able to go and do that as well. Fees do apply, but you can definitely, you know, go ahead and do that. Post that. I'd love to. Okay, I'll make sure and post that on the Herspiration Happy Hour page. But again, if you go to, I'm going to put it right here in the chat, DAW Entertainment.
And just to, we have, what is, oh, there it is.
And if you go to podcasts, you can definitely catch it. I would have normally pulled it all the way out, but I'm in the right here in the middle of the show, so I can't go to the sake. But here again, I'm just grateful that, you know, you can go there and go to podcasts. If you click down and it says shows, go to the podcast and it'll take you straight there of how you can register to be on a show. It is 100% automated, three little simple steps. Make sure that you check your spam just in case, you know, you don't see the scheduler and then the podcast instructions. So we appreciate you coming, hanging out. And like any other time,
cheers.
Cheers.